Welcome back to the Balanced Mind. My name is Dion Bicycle and I am so glad that you are here with me today. Last week we spoke about the big picture of wellness and we looked at the seven main parts of a healthy life. We talked about how everything connects from your mind and your emotions to your work and your relationships. But this week we are going to focus on our very first building block, which is our physical wellness. In this episode, we are breaking things down into four simple parts. We are starting now with the movement, then we will look at food, then sleep, and then finally, physical exercise. Now, most people think of physical wellness, they think of exhausting workout, waking up at the dawn, the break of dawn to go and run a few miles, or eating nothing but salads. But true wellness, physical wellness, is not about punishing your body. It starts with something much simpler. How you move throughout the day. Think about how much time you spend sitting down. We sit at breakfast. We sit in the car or on the train. We sit at the desk for hours and then we sit on the couch to watch television. Our bodies get used to staying in one shape all day, like a folding chair. Over time, the muscles get tightened and the joints get stiffened. That random lower back pain or stiff neck isn't just because you are getting older. It's because your body is reacting to staying still. Today we are going to fix that by talking about basic movement and mobility. Before we get into the exercise, let us look at two words people use a lot. One is flexibility and the other one is mobility. They sound like the same thing, but they are actually very different. Flexibility is passive. It just means how far the muscle can stretch when an outside source is pulling on it. For example, if you sit on the floor and you pull yourself forward with your arms to touch your toes, you are testing your flexibility. You are using your arms to stretch and a relaxed muscle. Mobility is active. It means how well your joints can move throughout the whole day. And it can also talk about the range of motion using your own muscle strength. For example, if you stand up and lift your leg straight out in front of you as high as you can without using your hands, that is mobility. This difference is very important because it really matters. Because having loose muscles without the strength to control them can lead to injury. Mobility is where real freedom lives. It is the bridge between being strong and being flexible. When you have good mobility, you can move easily without any pains or aches. You can bend down to pick up a box, you can reach for something in the back of the seat of your car, or you can play with your kids without throwing your back out. It keeps your body feeling young and steady for everything else life throws at you. Now let us look at the very common problem, and that is our desk job posture. When you sit at the desk or look down at your phone for hours, your shoulders round forward and your neck sticks out, and your upper back curves into a permanent slouch. This posture squeezes your chest tighter and turn off the muscles in your upper back. Let us try a quick test together right now. As long as you are not driving, find a flat wall and stand with your heels, with your bum and your upper back and your head straight up next to a wall and press against it. Try to bring your arms up so your elbows, wrists and the back of your hands touch the wall, making a W shape. You can do it without arching your lower back away from the wall. Can you do it like that? Now try sliding your hands straight up above your head into a V shape while keeping them to the wall. If your hands pull away or your back pops out, your upper back is locked up. When your upper back stops moving, your body forces your neck and your lower back to move extra to make up for it. It needs to move extra. That is exactly why your neck and your lower back hurts so much at the end of a long working day. Now the good news is that you do not need a gym membership or an hour of yoga to fix this problem. You just need 5 minutes every single morning before you look at your phone. I call this the 5 minute morning reset. There are 3 simple movements that you help unrest your joints and wake up your body. First, spend 1 minute doing a basic spine stretch with your hands and knees. Take a deep breath in, let your belly drop towards the floor and look up slightly. Then breathe out. Place your hands onto the floor and arch your back upward towards the sky, then a cat while tucking your chin. Doing this back and forth for 60 seconds helps move the fluid in your spine and wake up your nerves. Second, spend a minute and a half on each side doing a deep lunge twist. Step one leg forward, back into a long lunge, and put both hands on the floor. Inside in front of your foot. Take one step. No, not your fist. Take your inside hand and reach it straight up into the sky, turning your chest open. This single move stretches that tight hips and open up your tight upper back at the same time. And then you need to switch from side to side. Now, as we wrap up this first segment, remember this simple phrase. Motion is a lotion for your joints. Your body does not get stiff just because you are getting older. Stop hiding behind that saying. Or stop hiding behind your age. Your body gets stiff because it stops moving. Taking care of your movement is the first step to feeling better everywhere else in your life. When your body moves freely, you have more energy, your mood improves, and you can focus a lot better, and you can deal with crises a lot better, and you can think clearer on what to do. Many times in my life, when I struggle to make a decision, or I can't focus, all I do is movement, get some exercise, whether it's to go walk around the block, do some stretches even, or like you probably know me, I like cycling. It's the best low impact workout, but more about that later. So I want to challenge you quickly for this coming week. So this is a 5 minute reset exercise I gave you, where you twist your arms on your body and twist your hips in order to strengthen your back. Roll out of bed, get onto the floor, and move your joints before you check your emails or scroll through social media. See how you feel by the middle of the week. We can do this continuously. And then you can also notice by the end of the week, you will feel better and you'll find that something has changed for the better. Okay, so let's get straight to the point. We talk a lot about wellness, but if we don't define it, it is just a buzzword. When I look at balance, I'm looking at 7 specific areas of your life. If one of these is failing, you are going to feel it. You don't need a degree to understand these. You just need to look at your daily routine. Wellness is not supposed to be complicated. Wellness is something that everyone can practice. So let's break them down one by one, each factor. So firstly, we're going to look at the physical factor. This is like the engine room of your life. It is the most basic level of your existence, and that is your body. We often overcomplicate this with fancy diets and biohacking, but it really comes down to 3 things: fuel, movement, and rest. Are you eating food that gives you energy or food that makes you want to crash? Are you moving your body enough to keep the joints oiled, or are you sitting in a chair for 10 hours a day? And most importantly, are you sleeping? Now, sleep is the one thing we all sacrifice first, but it's the one thing that fixes everything else. If your physical factor is low, you're operating on a dying battery. If you even though you can have the best mindset in the world, but if the battery is at 2%, you're not going anywhere. So rest is very important. Secondly, we're going to look at the emotional factor. This is about your internal weather. How do you handle stress? How do you talk to yourself when you fail? Emotional wellness is the ability to acknowledge that you're feeling angry, sad, or overwhelmed without letting these feelings drive the car. You see, it's all about resilience. If you have high emotional wellness, you can hit the bump in the road and keep going. If it's low, a small criticism or a minor setback can ruin your entire week. It's about being self-aware enough to say, you know what, I'm struggling right now. And being kind enough to yourself to allow that feeling to exist without judgment. Then we have the intellectual factor. Your brain is like a muscle. If you don't use it, it gets weak. This factor is all about curiosity. Are you learning anything new? Are you challenging your perspectives? Intellectual wellness isn't about how many degrees you have. It's about keeping your brain active. When we stop learning, we get bored. And when we get bored, we get restless and unhappy. This can be as simple as reading a book, learning a new skill at work, or even just engaging in a deep conversation that makes you think. A sharp mind is a balanced mind. So let's go on to factor four, and that is the social factor. We are not meant to be alone. The social factor is about quality of your relationships. I want you to think about the people you spend the most time with. Do they energize you or do they drain you? Social wellness isn't about how many friends you have on social media. It's about having a handful of people who can be 100% honest with. It's about boundaries. It's the ability to say no to people who take much and yes to the connection that actually matter. If your social life is a mess, your inner peace will be a mess too. And on this factor, we spend quite a number of episode talking about relationships, especially friendships, and you're welcome to listen to those podcasts as well. First, we have the spiritual factor. People get nervous when I say spiritual, but let's keep it simple. It is your sense of purpose. Why do you get out of bed in the morning? What makes you move? What are the values that guide your decisions? For some, this is religion, yes. For others, it's a connection to nature, a commitment to family, or a desire to leave the world better than they found it. If you don't have a reason to live, you're just going through the emotions. Spiritual wellness is the anchor that keeps you steady when the world starts to feel chaotic. It's knowing that your life has a point. And then we're going to talk about occupational factor. This is your work, your career, or whatever you spend your productive hours doing. Since we spend a huge chunk of our lives working, this factor is massive. It's about satisfaction and contribution. Do you feel like what you do matters? Do you feel respected? But it's also about balance. If your work life is swallowing your personal life, your occupational wellness is actually very low. Even if you're making a lot of money, it's about finding a way to work that supports your life rather than consuming it. And then the final factor is the environment. Finally, we look at the surroundings of your space. Think about your home, your office, your neighborhood. Is your environment cluttered and stressful? Is it maybe loud and distracting? Your brain reacts to our surroundings. If you live in chaos, you will feel chaotic. Environmental wellness is about creating a space that feels like a sanctuary. It's about getting outside, getting some sunlight, and making sure the hall you live in actually helps you breathe better than making you suffocate. So it's about, you know, can you live? Are you comfortable with where you're living? Can you manage your environmental space? So, those are the 7 factors. You might be wondering, Dion, why do I need to care about all 7? Can't I just focus on my job and my health? Here's the truth. These factors are like the legs of a table. If you have 7 legs and 1 breaks, the table might wobble, but it stays standing. But if you only have 2 legs that's working, say your work and your health, and one of them breaks, the whole table falls over. When people tell me they feel burnt out, it's really because of one thing. It's usually because they ignore 4 or 5 of these factors for far too long. They focus so hard on occupational success that they let their social life die and the physical health slide. A balanced wellness is about diversity. It's about making sure you are putting all your eggs in one basket. Think about your day yesterday. Which of these 7 did you actually pay attention to? Did you move your body? Did you exercise? Did you check in with how you are feeling emotionally? Did you learn something new? Did you connect with someone you care about? Did you remember why you are doing what you're busy doing? Did you do your work with integrity and passion? And did you tidy up the space around you? Those are all questions that relate to the 7 factors we just talked about. If you can say yes to even 4 of those, you're doing better than most. If you can say yes to all 7, then you're thriving. That's good. Well, in the next segment, we're going to talk about how these 7 things interact with one another, because they don't sit in little boxes. They link into each other and understand that link is the key to fixing your life without losing your mind. As we finish with this segment on our physical wellness engine, I want you to stop looking at sleep as a loss of time or a sign of laziness. Sleep is an active investment in your health, your mood, and your focus. It's also important to keep your energy up for the next day. When you protect your rest, you are giving your physical vessel, your body, the ultimate gift of recovery. It is the secret weapon that allows you to show up fully in all the other dimensions of your life. Today we have journeyed through the core pillars of your physical engine, your body. We unlocked the joints with basic mobility, looked at how to fuel ourselves with real food and water, and learned how to heal our bodies with deep restorative sleep. Now we are putting it all together by looking at the final piece of the puzzle, progressive fitness and moving our bodies with purpose. When many people hear the word fitness or exercise, they immediately picture intense, painful gym sessions, lifting massive weights, or pushing themselves until they feel sick. It can feel very intimidating. And if you do not see yourself as a fitness person, it is easy to give up before you even start. But moving your body with purpose is not the punishment, it is what you ate. And it is not about trying to look like a fitness model. It is about building strong, capable body that allows you to enjoy life to the absolute fullest. To keep things grounded and simple, we can look at the basic guidelines shared by the World Health Organization. They suggest that an adult should aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate movement throughout the week. When you break that down, it is just 21 minutes a day. It does not have to happen all at once in a fancy gym. No. It can be a brisk walk around your neighborhood. Why not dance in your kitchen? Or just playing a sport that you love? The goal is simply to get your heart rate up and get your muscles moving. Let's look at the first side of fitness, which is cardiovascular health, or just cardio. This simply means activities that make your heart and lungs work a little bit harder. Your heart is a muscle, and just like any other muscle, it gets stronger when you use it. When you do regular cardio, your heart becomes much more efficient at pumping oxygen and blood to your brain and the rest of your body. This lowers your daily stress levels, boost your mood, and give you a natural, lasting energy lift that lasts the whole day long. The easiest way to build a great cardio habit without spending any money is by walking. A simple brisk walk after your largest meal of the day does wonders for your health. According to global health studies, a quick 10-minute walk after eating helps lower the blood sugar, assist your digestive system, and prevents your sluggish, heavy feeling we often get after lunch or dinner. It is a small easy step that requires zero special equipment, but delivers massive benefits to your physical engine. The second side of fitness is strength. As we move through life, our muscle mass and bone density naturally start to decrease if we don't use them. Building strength is what keeps your body resilient, protects your joints from injury, and keeps your metabolism burning efficiently. You do not need expensive machines or heavy weights to build strong muscles. Your body weight is the most versatile gym you will ever own. You can create a simple minimalist routine at home using everyday movements. Think about a standard air squat, where you simply sit back into an imaginary chair and stand back up again. This builds strength in your legs and your hips. Think about a wall push-up or a standard push-up on your knees, which strengthens your chest and your arms. Think about holding a basic plank position on your elbows to build strong core. By practicing these simple, natural movements a few times a week, you give your body the exact resistance it needs to stay strong, firm, and fully capable. The secret to making fitness a permanent part of your lifestyle is a concept called progressive movement. This just means exactly what you are today and making tiny, manageable improvements over time. If you cannot do a push-up, start by doing them against a wall. Once that feels easy, move to your knees on the ground, on the floor. And if you can only walk for 5 minutes without getting out of breath, that is your starting point. Do 5 minutes this week and try for 6 minutes next week. Go slowly. You don't need to rush. Your body adapts beautifully and gently with consistent pressure. Consistent. You do not need to leap into the deep end. You just need to keep moving up for yourself. Now that we covered all the segments for today, let us take a moment and look back at the complete picture of what we have built today. We have taken a deep, meaningful dive into the physical factor of our wellness journey. We started by learning that motion is lotion, and that spending just 5 minutes a day on a mobility can unlock the stiff body and erase daily aches. We looked at our fuel, realizing that drinking a glass of water in the morning and eating real whole food gives us a clean, steady energy. Deep sleep can also be great. Finding out that a simple digital curfew lets our brains reset and heal. And finally, we looked at our fitness, seeing that 20 minutes of intentional movement a day is all it takes to build a strong heart and resilient muscles. All of these pieces connect directly back to the seven factors of wellness we spoke about last week. Your physical body is the home you live in every single second of your life. When your physical home is taken care of, when it is moving well, fueled properly, rested deeply and kept strong, it changes how you show up in every other area of your existence. It gives you the emotional patience to handle stress, the mental clarity to thrive in your job, and the vibrant energy to connect deeply with the people you love. You cannot separate the mind from the body. Taking care of your physical frame is an act of deep self-respect. So as we close this week's episode, I want to leave you with one final thought. Wellness is not about achieving perfection. It is definitely not feeling guilty because you missed a workout or ate a processed snack. It is about direction over perfection. It is about making small conscious choices every single day to show love and appreciation for your body you have been given. Here is your grand challenge for the upcoming week. Pick just one small habit from today's show. Maybe you commit to the 5-minute morning stretch. Maybe you drink that glass of water first thing in the morning. Maybe you turn off your phone 45 minutes before you go to bed. Or maybe you can take a 10-minute walk after dinner. Choose just one. Stick with it for the next 7 days and see how our body or your body responds. Thank you so much for spending your valuable time with me today, here on The Balanced Mind. Your support means the world. Next week, we are moving forward into the next major pillar of our 7-factor wheel, and we dive deep into the emotional wellness and learning how to navigate our internal world with peace. But until then, keep it simple, look after your physical engine, and stay balanced. And I will see you next week. Ciao.